03210. So, Rita, here you go.
Thank you very much, Jürgen, for this invitation. It's a pleasure, really, to be sharing opinions, ideas, and tools with you. And thank you very much through you to the University of Saarland as well. And thank you for coming here to share this webinar with me, everybody present today. And the session today, so I'm going to stop my webcam, first of all, because then I'll feel that, okay, I can be more natural, I guess. And at the same time, it won't be taking so much bandwidth. So here it goes. Today, the presentation has to do with thinking. And, well, this is... the PowerPoint, which I'm going to start sharing with you all. So, well, the presentation is about ThinkLink and how to turn any image into an interactive graphic. So, what is it that we can do with ThinkLink? We can pack a lot of content into a small space. And we can say it's the easiest way of enriching your images with text, music, audio, video, hyperlinks, and other rich media content, and to annotate images and define through multimedia. Now, in the agenda today, I'm going to talk about what ThinkLink is. I'm going to describe its features. I'm going to share with you what users can do and some ideas, examples, and I'm going to talk about ThinkLink Edu as well, which provides teachers with the possibility of joining in with groups of students. I'm going to say something again, I mean, as well on the ThinkLink Premium account. So what is ThinkLink? It's a new editor for annotating video content with rich media. This provides users with the ability to turn any image, as I said before, into an interactive graphic, adding notes and links to existing video content, which we can record ourselves or else adopt from and take from any other video that we want from YouTube or any other source, and then turn this video into a digital discovery platform. We can annotate images with text, we can take photos and add on top of images, and we can create and capture video and add on top of images, embedding the product into the image itself, copying and pasting the link. What can users do? Well, they can create multiple hotspots to annotate images with text, pictures, video, audio, and hyperlinks, turn their images into collage, different kinds. And they can use this on mobile applications for iOS or Android by quickly capturing live moments without Wi-Fi as well. And so that we can support learning beyond classroom walls and helping students develop the 21st century skills. Now, let's go into the features of this precious tool. We can combine photos, hyperlink, and text together in one tag. That is, if you take a look at this picture, the original picture was put up by a user. This was not me. In fact, I did a screenshot and put it up as an example. But if you click on any of these tags shown on the photograph, you will see that they have either a file, a text file, or a video, or an image, so that any independent photo, hyperlink, and text can be combined together in one tag as well. And this allows you to create a more visual tag. Go to ThinkLink. So now I'm going to share my screen and we're going to go exactly to the source itself. And I'm going to show you how to do this mainly for those who have never been to ThinkLink themselves. So I'm going to share my screen. And please bear with me a little bit. I'm going to show you my own account. And please, Jürgen, let me know when you can see my screen so that I can start explaining how you can put all these tags on an image. And in fact, if you can see what I'm showing you, is that all right, Jürgen? Can you see my screen? Okay, I hope so then. So if I click on an image, all these images have been put up by me, and I'm just choosing to maximize one image that is a photograph I myself took of the National Museum of Cinema in Turin when I visited this place last year. And if I hover on the picture, you will be able to see three different tags which I put up just to show you what you can do basically on an image if you upload the image to ThinkLink.
Rita, may I interrupt you for a moment, because we are not seeing anything, and that's what all participants tell me in the chat.
Oh, I see. So what's wrong?
It worked during the rehearsal, but if we can't do it, we'll just go back to the presentation. It's coming now. Yeah, it's coming now. Any minute. Yeah, just for the understanding of the participants, Rita cannot see the chat while she's sharing her screen. We see her desktop now, but we left the chat open so you can ask questions. She will ask after that. She will answer after that. Yeah, we see your screen now.
Right. Can you see the image where I'm showing you this...
Yes, we can.
Museum of Cinema. All right. This is, I was saying that this is a photograph which I took myself when I visited this museum. It's a wonderful museum, by the way. And if I hover over the image, you will be able to see these tags. One leading us to some text which I put up in English. The other one has to do with a recording I made on Audioboo. And if I click on the recording, you will hear my voice explaining my experience while I was there. And the other has to do with a video I put up as an example of what you can do on ThinkLink images. And now, please let me know whether you can see my desktop. I have three different maps. Yes. So these are maps. If I click on one of the maps, again, you will be able to see three tags which I put up. And I'm going to show you right now how to do this very simply. So I'm going to click on a map which I have uploaded. But first of all, let me tell you that you can upload any image from your hard drive. You can upload or import public Flickr images. You can also, by clicking on this link, well, you can put up any link and it will show up as well. And you can import Facebook photos as well. Now, this is a map which I uploaded myself. And I'm going to show you very simply how to edit this map so that you can insert different files. If you click on the edit icon, you will see that now it's coming up. I have this click to add a tag. I click there and I need to link or add a link or an image address. So for this purpose, I'm going to choose this URL which I have handy, and I'm going to paste it there, writing on the text box, writing my city, and you will see that when I click Save Tag at the bottom of this window, I'll get the icon on the map. Now I can even choose the icon that I want to represent my file among several different icons which I have. And there it says upgrade to Pro account to upload custom icons. I'm going to speak about this later on when I speak about the premium account, which gives you further possibilities. So this is one icon that you will see on the map. You can also go on adding different kinds of files, video, and so on. And so I'm going to stop sharing my screen, and let's go back to the PowerPoint. And just let me know if you can see the PowerPoint now. And may I ask you whether so far you've got any questions or anything to add? I'm going to go on talking about the features that ThingLink offers us as teachers. So if you have any questions while I talk about all these features, you are very welcome to put them up. Okay, thank you very much, Patricia. Thank you very much. So I'm going to talk about different features and how you can make good use of these features to integrate this into your daily classes. You can meet the diverse learning needs of all students in a classroom. That is, using this as an assignment and task organizer. That is, creating collections of student work, using it as a student portfolio tool for goal setting, reflection, and assessment, and creating collections of resources as alternative to textbooks. We can create homework designed to prepare students for work in class, and this has to do with the flipped classroom, the flipped lesson, which is so much in vogue nowadays. And this will allow us to level the playing field by providing students with background knowledge of the topic we're going to deal with in the classroom. Students will be able to come to class prepared to use what they have learned at home in their explorations before they come to the classroom. And students can pace themselves and review whenever they need. I'm just trying to see whether there are any questions so far in the chat room. I see that Jürgen is asking, yes, different questions, yes, about the registration, but no matter. I mean, no problem about that. So let's go ahead with the presentation. We can use this application to engage students beyond the classroom by creating a scavenger hunt. That's a kind of activity that engages students more fully in the learning experience. So students can create video as well on the spot, take photographs, and document questions and ideas. And they can return to Wi-Fi and extend the learning. Now, meeting the diverse learning needs of all students in the classroom should be our aim as teachers. So we can allow students to run different kinds of projects. In this case, for example, I thought of a project called How is Christmas Celebrated Around the World? So you can start with an essential question, and then students can go on working in collaborative groups to answer the questions. Whereas you may assign students different kinds of jobs based on their different styles. So students can work collaboratively to create an interactive image to answer this question. You can maximize instructional time and keep the focus on the content by providing built-in technical support. You can create TechTip resources to help students problem solve the how-to of using the technology. You can also refer back to existing tutorials or create your own. Remember that it is also possible not only to create your own Thinglink image, but you can also borrow some other people and educators' images and use them in your with your students. You can save time when introducing a project and find these demos which are available when students need them. You can use them this to allow students to work on their iOS and Android applications. It is very useful because then you can work beyond the classroom walls. You can also work across platforms because ThinkLink functions when viewed across desktop and mobile and tablets. And there are many flexible options for students' accounts who may enter the platform either with or without email. So you can also, as a teacher, register your students to the group, I mean the whole group of students, without requiring email addresses, which is a great advantage in case of students who haven't got an email address, or in case of your being in need of avoiding entering their emails. So you can copy and paste their usernames, save the list of passwords on the next screen, and change the passwords whenever you want. This is the way it will look. I mean, these options for students' accounts with or without email. You will need to write the student's name and their email, invite these students to join the group. You can manage multiple students' accounts under one premium account in case you choose to have a premium account. And then you can create groups for different classes or projects. Members can view all work in one place, and students can belong to multiple groups at the same time, whereas teachers can monitor students' activity, reset password, and remove from the group. Can you please let me know whether everything is clear so far and or ask any questions that you might need answered? Any questions? Thank you, Peggy. Thank you very much. So you can manage comments from your students by enabling or disabling these comments for your images, and this is very important because sometimes you feel like keeping yourself to yourself, and you might not be willing to share the comments or to have comments on the images that you have put up, but this is also possible. You can share across the web with your groups in Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, Pinterest, or Google Plus by getting the link or by embedding your ThinkLink image, which is also possible. And what are the pluses of having a platform? I would say like this. Well, being able to see students' work in one place without being in need of any links to send or share. You can leave comments to your students' work. You can have students work on YouTube and see and watch these videos from a single place. You can create multiple hotspots on specific parts of an image and turn this image into a multimedia launcher. And you can include video, record audio, provide a link to any website with a click of a button. Again, you can easily embed an interactive ThinkLink graphic into any blog or website. And now you can also use ThinkLink channels. Well, ThinkLink channels are really very useful. Any questions so far? No questions? Multiple hotspots. Well, yes, Holly asks me what I mean by multiple hotspots. Well, in fact, by allowing an image to become a multimedia hub, you allow users to click on these different icons which represent different files that you have uploaded, and all students will be able to get straight into the information that you have provided, call it a video, call it an image, call it some text, without having to leave the same image. Is that clear enough, Holly? Yes, you can embed options, you can embed videos, you can embed text, and you can even, you will see this, you can even embed a Google document. I'm going to show you this. Clear? Adela, yes, please. Yes, Adela, I want to, is ours a free account? Yes, everything is free unless you choose to go to the premium account. The rest is free. So as teachers, you can open an account as teachers without having to pay a cent. And this is a great value, really. Besides, can I present my show? Without connectivity, of course, you can present it without connectivity. Yes, provided, of course, provided that you have your links, I mean, connected. If you are connected to the internet, you will get your links. If not, of course, you will not be able to get your links if you are connecting to the internet. You need, I mean, you need to open the links through internet. Very welcome.
Rick, there is sorry, there is another question in the chat at the bottom, asked by Siglinda.
So you need internet at that moment. Yes, you need the internet at that moment. Yes. Any other question?
So Siglinda asks, is there a testing mode on a picture?
Testing mode. What do you mean by texting mode?
What can students create mode? A quiz for another group of students, for example?
Yes, yes. Students can create a link to even other students' production, because you can borrow different images from other students who have already put up maybe different images. And you can choose to do that, because this is, everything is shareable unless you choose not to share your own image. But by default, every single image that you put up in ThinLink will be shareable. Is that all right?
Yeah. Maxim Truet asked a question, which is at the bottom of the chat now, about the students. Can you register them for free?
Yes, of course. You can register your students for free through their email accounts or through their usernames if you don't want to use their email. That's a good thing about ThinLink as well. And good evening. No problem, Stephanie. Welcome anyway.
Okay. So, I'm posting another question, I think left unanswered so far, by Joachim Kühne.
Yes?
Have a look at the bottom.
Enriched in the same time by several students? Very good question. Very good question, Joaquin, if that is the way I, you know, your name is pronounced. One image can be embedded by different students, provided they are not working at the same time. This is not possible at the same time. It's not the same thing as when you work on a Google Doc, when you can work, I mean, several people can be working at the same time, but this is not possible. But yes, of course, it is possible to work one at a time and to make links and tags to the same image. But, I mean, different people can do that at different times, all right?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, do you have to annotate your videos before you upload them, or can you annotate them right in the link? Very good question. You have to annotate them right in the link. Yes, you will be able to annotate your videos right in the link. Stop the video and annotate them and go ahead. Yes. And then, yes, you're very welcome, Peggy. And ThinLink channels. Well, ThinLink channels, you will see that they are ways of organizing student homework and projects. For example, imagine that you want to put up this image in shoes, very simple. And then you edit the tag the way you want, and you click add to channel if you want to add the image to another image and put them together so that you start building up a kind of project. You can do that by selecting the channel that you want to join or that you want to develop, adding the image to a channel, and then you'll see that all users can create and view channels, but only premium users can publish this channel in different social media sources such as Facebook or Twitter. Any questions?
Yeah, there's a question
Okay.
asked by Joachim Kühne. Is video annotating possible in the free version?
Video annotating in the yes, video annotating is possible. What is not possible in the free version, in the free version, yes, is publishing this video to maybe Facebook or Twitter. This is not possible. This can only be done when you go to the premium account. I'm going to talk about this more in detail in a minute. So, well, going back to this, there are different ideas that I have collected for creating your own collection of useful images, and which I want to share with you today. So you can create a channel of ThingLink images by topic, for example, and use them as launches throughout the school year, like kind of building up a program for your students or certain topics, thematically, I would say. Then you can create one or more Padlets of resources related to topics you teach. Have you ever used Padlet? You might be acquainted with Padlet. Formerly, it was WallWisher. Remember WallWisher? A very nice wall that you can complete by putting up images. Well, this is a very good idea because then you can put up your different images which have been organized in different ways by your students and make a whole wall with different projects which students have run. Oh, Maria Elena, I'm glad that you are back. Peggy, I have also discovered, says that you want to share multiple ThingLink examples in one place. You can keep them on. Yes, exactly. So Padlet is one of those great tools you can use together with ThingLink. LiveBinder is another good way of a good source to share and use together with ThingLink. You know that lately this combination of different tools is called app smashing, and this has to do with the latest theory, the latest trend that has to do with the combination of different tools to get to a final complex product. And this you can do quite easily using ThingLink and using any of these tools. Padlet, maybe LiveBinder, could be Pinterest. Pinterest is another very good option to use together with ThingLink, same as EduClipper. Are you acquainted with any of these tools? Yes, ThingLink for poetry definitely is a very good option. Any other idea that you have in mind? Adela says Padlet, very nice. Yes, very, very nice possibilities. So, for example, this is just one option. You can use it as a student organizational tool, and the student can put up all these links with all their production. Maybe the students have used different sources and different tools, and they can put up links so that it all shows like a wall with students' production, a kind of portfolio. Now you can also embed lessons at different levels by using different icons. Imagine, for example, that you want to use one image for different levels, using different quizzes, for example, or using different information, pieces of information, depending on the level. So you can use different icons. Imagine that you use the red round icons for elementary level, and using the same image, you can use the blue round icons like circles for intermediate level or for advanced level. So this can also be done. It's just an idea. You can showcase classroom learning by providing a big wall on Padlet. This is a screenshot of a Padlet page where students have put up their own. I would say maybe you as a teacher or the teacher collected them all and put them up on one wall. Imagine the great versatility of this tool, which allows users to have them all together on one page and being able to take a look at all students' production at the same time. And well, here is another option, another idea, which I came across in the net. You can embed a quiz in a map. Imagine how to teach geography in this way, providing the students with the possibility of seeing, maybe watching videos or explanations, or just the possibility of answering questions that you have put up for them to complete or answer by going to the web, excuse me, going to the web and putting up the answers to the questions. You can also, this is another example, teach definitions. In this case, this is just an example again of a river system. And by clicking on the icons, students will be able to learn definitions of words. Of course, you can do this with any image that you want and any topic. These are great ideas. Thank you very much, Peggy. You are very kind. You can even teach vocabulary if you are learning or teaching another language by allowing the students to maybe listen to words and write the words that they are listening to. You can illustrate history by providing a map, maybe again, and flags, and allowing the students to talk about their findings, maybe of different places within the states or within the world. And you can exemplify different theories. For example, this is the summer ladder, which I guess you are familiar with. This is for teachers as professional development. You can also use it as professional development and allow your colleagues to get familiar with these examples and the theory. You can compile tools in a folder, maybe tools that you want to share with certain members of your group or with your colleagues at school. And ThingLink and Google Docs, that's a great possibility. Imagine the possibility of uploading Google Documents to a ThingLink image. This is great. Now, it can also be set to be a powerful storytelling tool. And imagine students putting up different chapters of a story which you may have started or one of your students may. So, and again, this is another idea. Or,
Rita,
yes?
I feel free to interrupt you again
Yes,
because
please do.
some questions have run up in the chat again, and I would like you to answer them. Last question asked by Peggy at the bottom of the chat. Can you also upload
Okay.
thing links to Google Docs?
Well, that I'm not sure about. I know that a Google Doc can be embedded in a Google in a ThingLink image, but maybe you should, if not embed, we should try that. And maybe Peggy can find out and learn and let you know. What I'm sure you can do is putting up the link in a document, copying and pasting the document in a link. That's also that's possible for sure. Sorry about this, I will find out.
I also copied
Okay.
another question into the chat towards the bottom, asked by Maxime Trouet. Can you embed anything you have the embed code of?
Can you embed? Sorry. Sorry, can you embed anything if you have the embedded code? What do you mean, Maxime? Can you embed anything if you have the embed code? Embed where? In the image? Oh, what do you mean by embed anything? I'm not sure whether I can understand, Maxim, your question. Can you please make it clearer for me to see whether I can understand it and answer it?
Yet another question was asked by Peggy. So you can embed vowel keys on ThinkLink too.
Well, you know, you will see in the when you go to the ThinkLink program and in the web, you'll find a page which will come up with all the tools that can be used, and I mean used together with ThinkLink. That is very important to bear them in mind. Most tools are there, and I think that Voki is there as well. Mainly those which have to do with images can be embedded, so that's all right. But anyhow, I will try to find out, and maybe if you want me to send you the page where all the tools are, I will. So just send me an email with the questions that you may have and that I may not have answered today, and I will try to answer them as soon as possible. And anything. I'm trying to copy the chat and can't seem to. Is it possible to have a copy of the text chat here? Jürgen, Holly asks whether she can have a copy of the chat.
I will post the links published in the chat in my post-preparatory mail, but I will not post the entire chat. And
Okay.
once
Maxim
the
asks.
recordings are published, the names of the attendees will be anonymized. So instead of
Okay.
saying Ingrid Brabant, for example, it will read USA49 or something like that.
Okay. Maxim asks if a channel is like a folder. Yes, could be. A channel is like a kind of project where you put different images together, one after the other, so that they make sense altogether, right? Is that clear enough? Another idea which I came across in the internet was this one, which I really loved, and it's the possibility of putting up different poets or authors or musicians and allowing students to do so, maybe assigning different tasks on maybe different kinds of poetry, and allowing students to maybe put up a link to this poet's biographical information, or maybe a link to a poem. Maybe the students themselves may be reading and recording. Different options, anything is possible. I mean, it's such a great tool to use. You can even, as I was saying before, make photo-based quizzes. This has to do with one which was named Violence, and well, there were different tags showing violence, and of course, I guess this gave way to a long discussion in class having to do with violence. So you can use it as preparatory class, or you can either use it for this or for as a follow-up activity. It's a really versatile tool. You can share interactive graphics with tutorials. Imagine putting up, this is Padlet, so you can put up different web tools and tutorials so that your students or maybe your colleagues can know or can understand and can learn how to run all these tools and manage. And you can also create interactive biographies, and this is one which I took from the internet. This Laurie Anderson is a poet, and I put up a video so that she herself explained what she did, and maybe you can use this for your students. And you can create interactive documentaries. Imagine putting up the whole world, yes, and being able to show different documentaries from different spots, depending on the topic, depending on the subject that you are dealing with. Maybe it's if you are a geography teacher, or if you are maybe a language teacher. It depends on what your aim is. You can use it for graphics, teaching to teach vocabulary. In this case, I have put up an image of a human body, and well, it could also be any kind of other graphic which you want to exemplify and allow your students to see, visually see and understand. You can use it for explanations. Imagine having a poem and allowing the students to see what these lines stand for, or maybe allowing them to pay attention to rhythm or the effect of the rhythm that the reader might have recorded. You can use it to build up your own professional learning network and provide the tips for your colleagues on how to join a professional learning network. You can use it for testing, and I love this exercise, this activity. And for testing, imagine you're preparing an exercise like this with blanks to fill in and maybe some tips to be for the students to be able to fill in the gaps. You can use it for maybe providing theory on the digital citizenship or any other kind of maybe theoretical background you want to share with your students. And you can even use it for recipes in a cooking lesson, allowing your students to record a video of the preparation of a meal and putting it up. Wonderful, isn't it? More ideas. And any more ideas that come to your minds, I'm going to provide some more before I leave. And for example, getting to know each other at the very beginning of a school year, students can upload their photograph and add tags and more photos showing their family, showing a video or an audio file, and maybe explain what their favorite subjects are, showing their pets, and explaining and describing their hobbies or sports, using maps with places they have visited, and putting up their favorite TV shows or bands. If they play maybe an instrument, they can even record themselves playing the instrument and put up the video. They can talk about their favorite games. They can create an interactive report and a personal portfolio showing their work, showcasing their classroom work. You see, the possibilities are endless. And let me add that you can add audiobook recordings to ThinkLink images. So this is wonderful because you can add recordings and put them up and allow viewers and users and readers to listen to your recordings quite easily. And finally, you can use ThinkLink as a social tool as well, putting it up in Facebook, in Twitter, and in other social media. But in this case, of course, you will have to pay. So your students can use ThinkLink without email addresses. And as a teacher, you can join ThinkLink Edu, which will well, which will be free. So if a student is under the age of 13, a teacher, parent, or legal guardian must provide consent for the child to use ThinkLink. And then you need to read the terms of use, but this is free. And when teachers sign up for a ThinkLink teacher account, a classroom group is now automatically created. Any questions so far? Yes, Scoop It. I love Scoop It, Holly. I love Scoop It, and I guess that you can use Scoop It together with ThinkLink as well. Now, ThinkLink Edu Classroom. You can work within a safe and secure classroom environment using ThinkLink, creating students' accounts without requiring email, as I was saying before, creating channels, adding text to students' images to provide feedback to your students' work. And you can create students' accounts on Thinkly Edu by signing up as a teacher. Remember, this is free. But instead of signing up as there, I mean, providing your email, you choose I'm a teacher, and there you will be able to sign up as a teacher. Now, let's go to the ThinkLink Edu Premium. This is the paid option, and you will see what different things you get, what different features, what additional features you can get by signing up to ThinkLink Edu Premium. These are the choice of having personalized icons, uploading your own, and customizing the ones that you have available. And this is completely, unlimited. I mean, you can put up as many as you want. You can have a greater selection of icons available for streamlining education. You see that you have transparent icons, you have different shapes and colors. You can embed and share channels and publish them and sharing them through the social networks. And this ThinkLink for video, adding questions to guide the learning, and this is what one of you asked me, adding additional information to videos to clarify concepts. This you should be doing within ThinkLink. Any questions? Thank you very much, Peggy. Thank you. And then you can replace your branding. If you remember, I'm talking about the premium account. If you have your own branding, your school, your institution has its own branding, then you can put it up if you buy the premium account. Any questions? How can you find Elena? A good question. How can I find other educators on ThinkLink? You just go to ThinkLink and you'll find the possibility of exploring the site where you will be able to get a very nice selection of ThinkLink images and their users. So this is quite quite an asset, quite a nice feature. If you're interested, I have two examples of ThinkLink. Yes, Stephanie has provided two different links with examples. So you can open those links, and maybe Jürgen, we can collect these links that users have been provided, attendees have been providing. And we can add them to the list of links that I'm going to send you, or that I have already sent you, so that you share them with all the people who want them and who ask for them. All right? Oh, thank you, Nina. Thank you for coming. Yes, if you have no questions, maybe. Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure to be able to share what I have collected. Exploring this fantastic tool, which is ThinkLink. Again, Jürgen, thank you very much. Thank you all for participating so actively in this webinar. It's been really a pleasure, and this is one of the big advantages of this advent, which we now call the internet. The possibility of getting together and sharing opinions and ideas and experiences together without having the restrictions of time and place. So thank you again, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you.
Yeah. And
thank
above
you
all,
thank you very much.
Above all, thank you, Rita. It's been very, very inspiring what you told us. And I'll be glad to see many of you back on Thursday when Rita will be our host and introduce Nick Peachy, who will present an app for mobile phones called Hello Talk. It's a very, very interesting app. I'll send you all the necessary information in my post-preparatory mail. Okay, thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye, Jürgen. There's one question in the chat. What time next Thursday? I guess it's the same time, isn't it, Jürgen?
Yeah, same time, exactly the same time.